In his monthly climate forecast briefing, Rick Toman says most Alaskans will experience fairly ho-hum weather from January through March with near normal temperatures and precipitation, except for those who live along the western and northwestern portions of the state.
We see that wet tilt across western Alaska, a 45% chance for significantly above normal temperatures.
Toman says sea surface temperatures remained well above normal in most of the Bering and Chukchi seas last month, and that sea ice extent and volume, or thickness, remained well below normal. He says there's no sea ice to speak of along Alaska's coasts, and that there's an area of open water extending northward into the Chukchi to around 72 degrees north latitude, which would be north of Utqiagvik, also known as Barrow.
Now, remember, at 72 north, they have not seen the sun in over a month at this point, and they still have open water. Really amazing.
Toman says temperatures in the rest of Alaska over the next 3 months will be near normal, except for the eastern interior and southeastern panhandle, where there's a slight chance of below normal temperatures. Likewise, with precipitation, Toman says the computer models couldn't find much reason for hope that we'll make up for what's so far been a very dry winter, except again out in the western portions of the state, especially along the Bering Sea coast from the Seward Peninsula southward to the Yukon River Delta. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.